نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
Scores of young Muslims hid their faces behind scarves and hoods as they strode into the mosque in the district of Norbro, not far from where El Hussein was shot dead by police. These were no ordinary Friday prayers, as people came to pay their respects to a man whose violent attacks have the potential to intensify suspicion and alienation of Danish Muslims. The police stayed away, unlike after the attacks in France.
Now, what's the big difference between Paris and here is that in Paris, the shooters were buried in private and in secret locations. But in Denmark, it's a sign of what a transparent and open society, a libertarian society it is, that the government has allowed this to happen in public and for his family to bury him in a cemetery of their choice.
As the hearse left the mosque for the cemetery in Brøndby, the crowd chanted their support. Savaş Avcı, a Turkman from Iraq who's been in Denmark for 13 years, believes the Danes need to get a sense of perspective.
In Afghanistan, it's getting people killed every day. In Palestinian, getting people getting killing every day. It's not calling terrorists one person, you get killed. And the only this one get calling everywhere terrorists. It's the way.
An estimated 700 people attended the burial. The Muslim community, in charge of the cemetery, are worried that the grave will be turned into a shrine, but were obliged to accept El Hussein's body. They're seeking a change in the rules. The right-wing Danish People's Party also believes he should have been buried in a secret location.